just thank God for our choir. On the last Sunday of last year, I kicked off a new preaching series entitled Four-Letter Words for Christians. Last Sunday, the four-letter word we dealt with was wise. As believers, we ought to be constantly growing wiser. On New Year's Eve, I dealt with the four-letter word lose. Going into a new year, a new decade, there's some stuff, some weight we need to lose. Today, four-letter word is will. W-I-L-L. I want to lift verse 12 in your hearing, and as you read it, will make more sense as I preach this word. Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. You yourself heard then that the Anakites were there, and their cities were large and fortified. But the Lord being my help, I will drive them out just as he said. Amen. Four-letter word is will, but my subtitle and my title for this sermonic message today is Make Up Your Mind. Make up your mind. Lord, bless your word. Bless me to be a blessing. Touch my mind, head, spirit, so your word might go forth with power. Give us ears to hear. Remove every hindrance and distraction. Speak, Lord, to what we need to hear from you. In Jesus' name, God's people said, amen. Make up your mind. When we think of those men and women who have been elevated as heroes and sheroes of the Judeo-Christian tradition, we tend to think of those men and women who are the usual suspects. When we think of those men and women who we have elevated and esteemed as heroes of the faith, we tend to think of David and Moses, Sarah and Esther, Paul and Mary, Ruth, and of course, our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, who is the penultimate hero of our faith. When we think of those men and women who we esteem as heroes and heroines of the Judeo-Christian tradition, rarely do we think outside the box, or do we consider those who are beyond the usual suspects. Rarely do we think of people like Caleb as someone who is deserving of status and esteem as a hero of our Judeo-Christian tradition. While we don't automatically think of Caleb as a hero of the Judeo-Christian tradition, on this Lord's Day, the first Sunday in this decade, the first Sunday in 2020, I deposit and believe that Caleb is deserving of hero status as a person of faith. For those of us who know the Old Testament and have read Caleb's biographical sketch in Numbers 13, 14, and Joshua, this text that is ours today for sermonic proclamation, we know that Caleb has everything requisite and fits the profile of one who should be considered a hero of the faith. While others were timid about their convictions Caleb was possessed with holy boldness. While others were scary and afraid, Caleb was courageous and willing to walk by faith. While others were cynical, skeptical, and doubtful, Caleb was willing to believe not just in God, but to believe the promises of Almighty God. While others were unwilling to stand out and speak out, Caleb was willing to state the minority opinion and declare what the people of God could do and could become, regardless of what the crowd said. Caleb, Watch Chapel, is not a popular or major hero, but Caleb is one of those people that we call an unsung hero. Caleb is an unsung hero, Watch Chapel, not merely because of his belief in God, his courage, his willingness to walk by faith, but Caleb stands out and is a model for you and I today on what it means to be a hero of the faith, because Caleb also possessed a made-up mind. According to this Old Testament text, as Joshua, the new leader of Israel, is distributing the land that God has promised to the people of God, Caleb has the audacity and nerve to ask Joshua for the land that has been promised to him. For those of us who remember the significant episode in Numbers 13 and 14, Caleb and Joshua were the two spies of the 12 who believed the people of God were able to overcome and claim the land of Canaan that was promised to them. Moses sent 12 spies, yet after 40 days and 40 nights, 10 spies come back not encouraged, not enthused, not optimistic, but come back defeated, discouraged, and speaking words of death about their inability to claim the land that was promised to them. But where the 10 were doubting, defeatist, and discouraging, it was Caleb and Joshua, two men of God, the minority report, who said, "We as the people of God are able to overtake the land." The land is filled with giants, but it's also filled with milk and honey. And regardless of what the 10 say, we believe that we are well able to overcome and take the land. 40 years later, Moses is dead. Joshua is the new leader. And Caleb, having spent 40 years in the wilderness wandering because of unbelieving people who ought to know better, is now standing before Joshua asking for what God has promised him 40 years earlier. Caleb, according to the text, Watch Chapel, is not wishy-washy. Caleb is not vacillating. Caleb is not double-minded. Caleb is not reluctant. Caleb is not uncertain. Caleb is not hesitant. Caleb is not unsure, but Caleb is possessed with a sense of holy boldness and a made-up mind concerning what God has for him. And on this first Sunday in this new decade, I preach this word to encourage somebody to make up your mind. Like Caleb made up his mind. The challenge for Watch Chapel, the challenge for the people of God, the challenge for some family, the challenge for somebody who hears this word is to no longer vacillate, no longer be wishy-washy, no longer be double-minded, no longer hedge, no longer shrink back, no longer be indecisive, but the challenge today is for you to make up your mind. I don't know where you have been indecisive or what you have been unsure about, or what you have yet to make up your mind about. But like Caleb made up his mind, the challenge today is for somebody to make up your mind. Fast and pray for 21 days. Get the degree. Go back to school. Lose the weight. Get out of debt. Make up your mind. Write the book. Take the trip. Buy the house. Finish what you started. Make up your mind. Apply for the job. Walk through the open door. Do what you said you were going to do in 2019. Make up your mind. Don't talk about it, be about it. Don't make excuses, make up your mind. What is it that you have been wishy-washy about? What have you been putting on the back burner? What have you saying, I could, I should, but have not? This is the day, this is the season, this is the Sunday where you and God make up your mind together and say, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to vacillate. I'm not going to be unsure. I'm not going to be indecisive. But this is the day, this is the year, this is the decade. I'm going to make up my mind. Help me preach this, Watch Chapel. And for those of us who know beyond the shadow of a doubt, there's nothing more powerful than you when you and God have made your mind up to do what God has said you need to do. When you make up your mind, no demon in hell can stop you. No hater can discourage you. No skeptic can sabotage you. No enemy can get in your way. When you make up your mind, you can get that degree. You can lose that weight. You can fast and pray. You can give up meat. You can read the whole Bible in 1 year. When you make up your mind, you can turn your haters into friends. When you make up your mind, you can do what folks said is impossible. Do I have any witnesses in here who can testify there's nothing more powerful than God at your back and you making up your mind? The challenge, come on, help me preach this. Am I going to make my mind up? Or am I going to keep being indecisive? Am I going to keep hanging with the hounds and running with the hares? Am I going to keep, can I preach this? Am I going to make up my mind? Or am I going to keep going back and forth? Caleb, 85 years of age, could have just given up on life, could have laid down and played dead, could have used 85 years of age as his sanctified excuse, says, I'm not going to quit, I'm not going to play dead, but I've made up my mind, I want what God has for me. What happens, church, when you make up your mind? 40 years in the wilderness is a long time. 40 years, help me preach this, church, is a generation, two generations. If one generation is 20 years, 40 years is two generations. Think of all that Caleb missed out on, all that could have transpired in his life, all that he could have said, would have, could have, should have. But now at 85, Caleb still has a made up mind. What happens when you make up your mind? When you make up your mind, first of all, you will be dedicated to God's will. God's will for Canaan Watch Chapel is that he would inherit the land of Hebron and experience the promise that God had for him. And Caleb does not shrink. Caleb does not vacillate. Caleb is not wishy-washy. Caleb does not make any excuses, but Caleb, when the time comes, stands before Joshua, approaches Joshua with the men of Judah, and says, Joshua, remember, 40 years ago, when we were at Kadesh Barnea, Moses promised that we, because we believed, would walk into the land of promise,
and not be disqualified, but we would now enjoy what you have for us. And now Caleb, 40 years later, at the age of 85, is still dedicated to doing God's will. Maybe this year is the year that your mind is made up where God's will is going to be priority in your life. For all of us, the challenge is, whose will are we going to embrace? Life, we might as well admit it, Watch Chapel, is a wrestling match between doing God's will and our will. We are like Paul in Romans 7. We are engaged in a civil war. We are Holy Harry and we are Hellish Helene. We are engaged in a civil war. The good I would do, that's what I don't do. And the evil I don't want to do is what I find myself doing. Come here, Paul, oh wretched man that I am. And you might as well admit, if you try to be holy, there's always something or somebody tempting you. Ain't nobody saying amen. I'm preaching this to the real folk right now. If you've ever tried to do the will of God and commit wholeheartedly, there's always something, somebody who's tempting you to be or do less than what God wants you to be and do. Do I have 1,000 folk in here who say, preacher, you on my street? When you want to pray, there's something tempting you to be prayerless. When you want to tithe, there's another bill that comes around the horizon. When you want to fast and pray, somebody invites you to Cheesecake Factory on Friday night for date. Can I preach this? When you want to do what's right and go to the gym, it happens to be 20 degrees outside and you don't want to get up and put on the clothes necessary to go to the gym. When you want to give up something, that's when you see an advertisement on TV advertising what you want to give up. The good you would do is what you don't want to do. And you got to learn, can I preach this? But that's when you got to go deeper in God and dedicate yourself to saying, God, not my will, but thy will be done. Come on, help me preach this. Y'all sit down. Y'all go make me. Amen. I'm preaching through this cold. Y'all keep praying for me. When you make up your mind, you are dedicated to doing God's will. But not only when you dedicate yourself to doing God's will, when you make up your mind, you will defeat discouragement. I'm preaching this to somebody who needs to hear this word. Caleb is 85 years of age. At age 45, he received the promise from God that he was going to inherit the land of Hebron. He and Joshua, because they were willing to believe, were blessed and going to be blessed because they believed when nobody else was willing to believe. And during this 40-year period, Caleb has to struggle, suffer, walk through the wilderness with people who didn't believe. Amen, somebody. And during not 40 days, not 40 months, amen, but 40 years, Caleb has to think about what could have been if the folk had just listened to his preaching. Had they just listened to my sermon, we would be in the promised land right now. Had they just said amen, we will, we shall, we would be in the promised land right now. But Caleb, during a 40-year period, amen, somebody, has to face discouragement about what could have been and what should have been had the people of God just listened to the voice of God, not the majority opinion, but the voice of Almighty God. And Caleb, during those 40 years, Watch Chapel, has to face the enemy called discouragement. I'm talking to somebody right now. If you've ever tried to do something, if you've ever tried to do something that's never been done, if you've ever tried to fulfill a dream, pursue an aspiration, do something outside of your comfort zone, you know what it's like to face discouragement. Do I have a witness in here? You don't have enough money. You don't have enough resources. You don't have the right pedigree. People say that you can't do it. You share your dreams. Folk look at you like you got two heads. Amen. You have a dream. You have an aspiration. You have a desire. And folk look at you like you've lost your God-given mind. Everybody in here who's ever tried something has faced discouragement. I wish I had two witnesses in the house. You wanted to go back to school, folk discouraged you. You wanted to lose weight, folk discouraged you. You wanted to get out of debt, folk discouraged you. You wanted to join the church, folk discouraged you. You said you were gonna fast and pray. Folk who aren't spiritual said you're crazy. You won't be fasting and praying. You need a certain amount of this every day. Everybody in here who has tried to do something for God or been inspired by God has been or face discouragement. Do I have a witness? But I came by to help somebody right now. Like Caleb fought discouragement, it's up to you and I not to yield to discouragement, not to roll over and play dead, but it's up for you and I to put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, have the sword of the Spirit at your disposal. Come on, I'm in Ephesians chapter 6 right now. In case you don't know what I'm quoting right now, you can't lay down and play dead when haters come. You got to learn to defeat discouragement lest it have its way in your life. You can't lay down and play dead. You got to learn how to fight. And baby, this is the year you learn how to fight. This is the year you learn how to fight. I ain't talking about fighting by cussing nobody. I ain't talking about pulling out no weapon. I'm talking about fighting a spiritual battle with spiritual means. Problem is, too many of us try to fight a spiritual battle with natural means. Devil ain't worried about you cussing nobody, rolling your eyes, sucking your teeth. You better learn how to pray. You better learn how to get on your knees and call on the name of God. You better learn to look at folk with a smile and kill folk with kindness. You better learn how to fast and pray for your haters. You better learn how to go to God and walk by faith. You can't fight a spiritual battle with natural weapons. You need the word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. You need the breastplate of righteousness. You need to, can I preach this word in here? Anybody gonna fight discouragement? I don't care what comes your way, how it comes your way. You are more than a conqueror. You are the head, not the tail. You are blessed going in and going out. You got everything you need to win. When your mind is made up, you're dedicated to doing God's will. When your mind is made up, you can defeat discouragement. But when your mind is made up, you do not interpret delay as denial. Sometimes, because God doesn't always work when we want God to work, because God sometimes makes us wait. Because God's ways are not always our ways. His thoughts are not always our thoughts. Sometimes we interpret delay as denial. Caleb is here. Come on now, I'm going somewhere. 40 years ago, Caleb was there at the edge of the land of Canaan. Only has to walk into the land of Canaan, but they are 10 other people who don't see what he sees, who can't interpret the move of God the way he interprets the move of God. And Caleb, for 40 years, because other people can't see what he sees, is in the wilderness wandering. Not 40 days, not 40 months, but 40 years. And Caleb, at the age of 45, could have been so depressed, so despondent, and so discouraged that he could have just waved the white flag, said, it's the fourth quarter, the fat lady is singing amen, it's time to give it up, and I'm going my way and just going to live my life the way I want to live it. But Caleb, praise be to God, does not interpret delay as denial. Sometimes it may not happen 6 months from now. I can't guarantee your prayer's going to be answered in the next 6 days. I can't promise it's going to be answered in the next 6 months. I can't promise you're going to get married before you're 30 and have 2.5 children by the time you're 35 and make six figures by the time you're 40. Life don't work that way. Do I have a witness right now? There's some things that happen instantaneously, but there's some things that happen in God's own time. It may not happen when you want it to happen. It may not happen when you thought it would happen. It may not happen according to your timetable, but praise be to God, delay don't mean denial. Do I have a witness right now? I'm going to my seat because my mind is made up. And my mind is so made up that I can thank God. I can thank God now. Some things I wanted to happen didn't happen on my timetable. But they happened when I was, can I preach this? They didn't happen when I was 28. Didn't happen when I was 21. Didn't happen when I was 33. But God worked it out in God's own time. Aren't you glad that God doesn't work according to your time schedule? There's some stuff you would have messed it up. Had God gave it to you, you were 20. You would have destroyed it. You would have ruined it. Had you been the CEO or the chief at 40, you would have ruined it. But God knew to take you not up the escalator, but you had to take the steps. You had to take the rough side of the mountain. And now in God's own time, you could say he may not come when I want him to. He may not come when I thought he was going to come. But he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Thank God for being on time. Thank God for opening the door right on time. Thank God for making the way right on time. Thank God for healing my body right on time. Thank God for closing the door right on time. Thank God for working, but thank God for its timing. Stand to your feet. Make up your mind. Today's the day, this first Sunday in this new year, this first Sunday in this decade, make up your mind. Don't vacillate anymore. Don't be wishy-washy. Don't be a part-time Christian. Don't be holy on Sunday and live the way you want to live the six other days of the week. Make up your mind. Today's the day. Make up your mind. I'm going to be a man of God. I'm going to be a woman of God. I'm going to be a real Christian. I'm not going to be fake, plastic, phony, or artificial. I'm going to be real. I'm going to be genuine. Today's the day. I'm going to throw some stuff away when I get home. I'm going to get rid of some stuff. I'm going to fast and pray with the church. I ain't going to say what I can't do. If God being my helper, I'm going to fill in that blank. With God being my helper, I will.